two things I want to talk about today. And the first one is justice. There's so many people crying out for justice in this world, regardless of whether they're saved or not. Everybody wants justice. People that have had things stolen from them want justice. People who have been discriminated against want justice. People who've had a friend or family member killed one way or another want justice. The families of the soldiers that perished in that bomb blast over in Afghanistan want justice. Everywhere you turn, people want justice. And I'm sure there are times you feel the same way. For all the violence, the hatred that's going on in the world today, we see things that are not right. We cry out for justice. But exactly what is justice? What is it? It has a lot to do with, or is very closely associated with, righteousness. Because justice is doing the right thing, making something right, making a wrong made right. That's what justice is. Whether you look at the biblical definition or you go online, look in a dictionary, that's basically what it is. Setting things right. We all want that. I know I want that. I can't wait for the Lord to come back to set things right so we can live in a world that is full of His righteousness. But it's not here yet. And still, there's a need for justice. Now, back in the Old Testament, there was a principle called restitution. And that was a big part of justice. Somebody had something stolen, the thief had to restore what was stolen. And even beyond that, in other words, if a sheep was stolen, you had to replace that sheep and go beyond, maybe with another sheep as well, you know, for the pain and suffering. I'm sure you've heard the term, you know, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. That was part of restitution in a way. But we seem to have gotten away from that somewhat in our society. All we want is to inflict punishment upon the person that committed the act. And it's kind of hard these days anyway, if something is stolen from us, to have it replaced. By the time we find out who stole it or whatever, that thing that is stolen has probably been sold on the black market someplace, and who knows, maybe to buy drugs, whatever. So it's kind of hard to get the thing back that was taken from you. And certainly if a life has been taken from you, that is irreplaceable. But so much of what we want is to inflict punishment on the people that have perpetrated these acts. And as I said, that is part of justice. Setting things right, you don't let people get away with things that they've done. And I know we can think of a lot of instances in our own lives, our own society, in this country, where we feel people have gotten away with stuff that they shouldn't have. Either because they know the right people, or because of their status, their political ties, whatever. We feel that we're the ones that suffer, but everybody gets away with what they do because they're well connected. And I know there are a lot of times I feel that way too. It's not right that people should get away with wrongdoing. We want justice. You want to put the first, oh, you got them up there. Okay, the first one here from Psalm 89, verse 14. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. So righteousness and justice, which are tied in very closely, are the foundation of God's throne. He is a God of justice. And there will come a time when he will administer that justice to those who have rebelled against him and refused to repent. And they will receive eternal punishment. But the other word I want to talk about, the other thing, is mercy. Because as you see in that verse, mercy and truth go before his face. God is not only a God of justice, but he is a God of mercy. And I'm so grateful that he is a God of mercy. Well, what is mercy? Mercy basically is compassion, understanding, and it ties in with forgiveness. If God was only a God of justice, we wouldn't be here right now. He probably would have destroyed the world again long ago, like he did with the flood, but he spared Noah and his family. Are we any better than the world was at that time in Noah's day? No. We're probably a lot worse. We only see a tiny fraction of all the things that go on in this world that are ungodly and unrighteous. But he sees it all. And he could have destroyed all of this a long time ago. And he would have been justified in doing it too, administering justice, because he is a God of justice. He wants to make things right. He has high standards and wants us all to live by them. But he is a God of mercy as well. And he knows that we are but earthen vessels, weak, fractured. We're not strong at all. We don't have the wherewithal within us to truly obey his laws. And knowing that, he has compassion on us and he shows us mercy. For I know that if he didn't show me mercy, I wouldn't be here right now. And I'm sure none of you would be either. Because we all deserve, because of our sins, no matter how minor they might be, are worthy of punishment because they are an act of rebellion against God. Think back to the Garden of Eden. What was the sin there? Simply eating of the forbidden fruit. Neither Adam nor Eve committed murder. They didn't lie. They didn't cheat anybody. The only thing they did was they looked at the fruit. Oh, this looks good to eat. At Satan's urging, of course, and his lies. So they ate. In a sense, we would look at that as a minor trespass compared to all the things that are going on in the world today. But yet, minor sin deserved punishment. Because God is perfect and he wants us to be perfect. But he knows that we can't be right now. So rather than administering the full strength of his justice, he says, I'm going to show mercy. But God is also a God of mercy, showering us with his compassion every single day. They're new every morning. His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Because he loves us. And he understands us. So it might seem strange in a sense that God is both a God of justice and a God of mercy. How do you reconcile the two together? Well, you just do, because that's the way he is. He will administer his justice to those who refuse his offer of mercy. And that time will come before long. But thank God that we are here, we are saved, all because of his mercy. The second scripture, this is from Zechariah. Thus says the Lord of hosts, execute true justice, show mercy and compassion everyone to his brother. God is a God of justice and a God of mercy. He wants us to be the same, to make things right whenever possible, to help make things right, but also to show mercy just as we have been shown mercy. So we need to be very careful about how we judge others, about how we live our lives. It's fine to want justice and to work towards justice, but there are times when we must extend mercy to those who have trespassed, to those who have committed sins, to those who have hurt us in one way or another. It's not always easy, but that is what God calls us to do. And we need to be very careful, because all the things we see in the world, it's so easy to be angry and to cry out for justice and want people punished. And we don't care about how they feel, perhaps whether they're repentant or whether they ever would be. We just want punishment. There's a time for that. But we must administer the justice in a compassionate way, in a merciful way, just as we have been shown mercy. There's no telling the effect that showing mercy on somebody has and on their hearts. Somebody who's had a terrible life and a hard heart and does things wrong, maybe commits crimes for a living, you know, steals from people, whatever. We don't know. Showing mercy to a person like that might have a life-changing impact. We don't know. That's another reason why we need the leading of the Holy Spirit to guide us in administering justice or demanding justice, but offering mercy as well. Somebody offends us, maybe with an unkind word. Somebody does something that hurts us in another way. Maybe cheats us out of something. I don't know. Jesus himself talked about turning the other cheek. God will take care of things. If somebody has hurt us, it's up to the Lord to make the final judgment, so to speak, and administer the final justice. We need to be led of his Spirit to act with compassion and mercy, knowing that that's what we received, just as we celebrated that in communion this morning. God's mercy upon us, Jesus' death. He didn't have to do that. But the heart of God cried out for justice because of all the sin that was in the world. And that justice was administered on Jesus. He died to pay the penalty for our sins. But the mercy was also extended at that time, and that we didn't have to pay the price for our own sins. He did. We were set free. Think about that. God is a God of justice, a God of mercy as well. Knowing when and how to administer both is very important. He's perfect, so he does it right every time. But he wants us to be just like him. Let us rely on the Holy Spirit to show us how to administer the justice and the mercy. Just like it says here in Zechariah, the Lord said it. Execute true justice. make things right, but also show mercy along the way and compassion. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it's not easy. We get so emotional over issues and things that are going on in our own lives and in the world and in this country. There's so much that needs to be made right. And we don't see very much of that. We know that you will in the end. But in the meantime, there are so many things we get upset over and frustrated with and angry with because we want things right. And while there's nothing wrong with that, Lord, just teach us how. Teach us how to make things right, but at the same time, executing that true justice with compassionate mercy. For that is who you are and who you want us to be. Help us, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.